Amy Ray live here at WFUV, Oyster and Pearl, one of the songs on her new solo album, Goodnight Tender. Do any of your solo things appear in Indigo Girls sets? Do you ever pull one of them?
These probably will.
Okay.
Like, I do, like, Johnny Rotten from Stag and a song called Let It Ring. And there were a couple songs I did off of Lung of Love, too. Yeah. You know, like, we break off during the show sometimes and do songs alone. But I've done less of that lately because we have so many Indigo songs we want to play that I'm always like, don't worry about it. Let's just do our stuff, you know.
You mentioned before Heather McIntyre. Mm-hmm. One of the highlights for me on the new album was the final song on the album, When You Come For Me, which she wrote. She sings on it with you. She sings throughout the album. She appears. Yeah.
That's really a wonderful song. It's her baby. Yeah. Mm. Yeah. Yeah. Heather McIntyre is like, first of all, she's a great songwriter. She writes very classic-sounding songs, and she's been working on a country project, too. So this is a song she threw to me, and she was like, you know, do you want to do this one together? And I was like, yeah, but you sing it. I'll just sing some harmony, and we'll put it on the record.
It's a great song.
It's a great song.
Yeah, it's a
very
great album ender, too. It just works as a...
Yeah.
You mentioned Justin Vernon. You have some other cool people to help you out on the record. Susan Tedeschi appears.
Mm-hmm.
Kelly Hogan's
Kelly
on the
Hogan,
album.
Kelly Hogan, yeah.
Right? It's interesting that Susan Tedeschi would sing on the tune Dwayne Allman, of course. And I thought to myself, that Allman connection, I wonder if that had something to do with Susan being on this particular tune.
Well, it's kind of funny because I asked Derek to play guitar on it to begin with and Susan to sing. And Derek's like, yeah, I'll do it. And then he thought about it, you know, for a couple of weeks. I shouldn't have let him think about it. And he was like, I think some of those Dwayne fans are going to kill me if I play this song with you. So I was like, all right, Susan can sing on it and you don't have to play slide. But they've got, you know, Derek's got such a huge following of people that are diehard Dwayne fans too, you know, from the old days. And so he's got to be careful about what he does. And Susan was just like, yeah, I'll sing it. You know? So I love Susan's voice. So I was real happy to have her.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Dwayne Allman is one of the songs and some interesting topics that you touch on the tunes on this album. One of them, on the surface, first time I heard it, was the song Anyhow. The lyric, I can't save it now, so I watch it die. And that struck me as, whoa, that was an attention grabber for me. Tell me about the song Anyhow and where that line fits in and what you had in mind when you wrote it.
When I started it, it was just like a little story of a dog. I have a lot of copperhead snakes up where I live in the mountains in North Georgia, and you know, they come out during a certain time in the spring, and my dogs always get bit or they always wrestle with them or something. So one of my dogs got one, and, you know, I was trying to intervene, and there's no way to save a copperhead really, like, gracefully. So the dog basically just tore it in half, and it went all over me. And it was one of those moments where I was like, I can't do anything about this.
Right.
And I think I was thinking about applying that to, like, love and everything else in your life where you just got to let it go.
Right.
And that was a moment.
This is interesting because being from the Bronx, I'm not, you know, we don't have many copperheads up here.
Human copperheads.
You recorded the entire album in North Carolina, in Asheville.
Mm-hmm.
And I read that you even went as so far as to use vintage equipment that was typical of classic country music.
Yeah, I mean, we did some miking stuff, techniques, and we used a lot of mics from that era. I mean, it's whatever. I'd probably use those anyway for any record because they're so great.
Yeah, sounds great.
Yeah, and then we went to tape. We did everything to tape and transferred it later to mix to Pro Tools. But yeah, I really tried to capture, you know, the pedal steel and the drums and the way that those resonate a certain way for a certain sound, you know, stand-up bass, dobro, banjo, all those good, yummy instruments.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
On the surface, when you listen to one of your older solo records and grab any Indigo Girls album, you get the impression that Amy allows the punk and the rock aesthetic to come through when she's doing her solo records. And so I was waiting for something cranked to 11 to pop up while I was listening to the new album for the first time. And it doesn't happen. And then I read something that you had said was very interesting, drawing the comparisons between classic country and punk, that it's kind of cut from the same cloth. There may be on the surface two completely different worlds, but not necessarily. And everything you said in this quote made total sense.
Yeah, I think that the reason I felt that way is because I was really introduced to country by people that I knew that were sort of hanging out in the Bloodshot record scene in Chicago, and Kelly Hogan and the Waco Brothers, you know, people that had been in punk music. And they kind of got me more interested in going back to my record collection and listening to stuff again. Because I had, you know, John, I had the classic stuff in my collection, Elvis Presley and Johnny Cash and Loretta Lynn and stuff. And a lot of Appalachian folk music. My grandmother gave me a bunch of cool recordings when I was young, like Library of Congress kind of stuff. And I went back to it. And I guess that the punk movement that I was listening to was tipping its hat a little bit, you know, to country music in some ways, the populist sort of nature of it and three chords and the truth and all that good stuff. And so I did definitely see comparisons. But I mean, you can put a comparison to country music with any kind of music, really, because it's a core part of the building block, I think, of music, really.
I agree.
Yeah.
Amy Ray is here at WFUV. Amy, could you do one more song for us?
Yeah, I'm going to do Duane Allman because now that you've talked about it, and this is the way I originally wrote it, which isn't near as good as the way it sounds with Susan singing on it with me. But Susan Tedeschi is just great. So
yeah,
and their new record is great.
I love
it. It's great.
This is, I think, the third one.
Yeah,
that live one. I mean, there's some really great stuff they've done. Yeah.
Yeah. So this is a song I wrote about Duane Allman, and I was inspired to do this. A friend of mine that was a kind of a romantic loser type person, awesome person, who's always got this hole they're trying to fill, and we talk about it a lot. And I was thinking about Duane, and that's always been kind of a void for me ever since he died when I was like a kid. So I wrote a song for him.